Amen. All right, Shoreline, go ahead and take a seat. For those who I haven't gotten the chance to meet, my name is Kaylee Wright, and I have the privilege of serving on the Shoreline staff team. And just as a way of helping you all get to know me a little bit better, I'm going to start with a little fun fact. Fun fact about me is that I am an avid reader, and my guilty pleasure, I'm getting real vulnerable off the back with you guys, is preteen fiction. I am a sucker for a good storyline, the teen love. It's what it is. But recently, I'm going to tell you something that has evolved my reading game, taking it from about an 8 out of 10 to a 12 out of 10. And this is, the story happened as my roommate came home and was like, Kaylee, guess what? And I was like, what? She was like, I just got back from the library, our neighborhood public library. And I was like, okay, great. She's like, and I updated and I got a new library card. And I'm so excited about it. And immediately I reverted back to Stillwater, Oklahoma's public library that I grew up in. And my childhood image of a public library card isn't that thrilling. She was like, Kaylee, this library card is incredible. Guess what I can do with it? And I was like, check out books. She's like, not only can I check out books, but I can go online through this library card e-version, and I now have unlimited access to every single e-book in the library's database. So there's this program, her name is Libby, I learned, and through Libby, you can now have access to e-books for free through your public library. And as an avid book reader, I was mad that I had not figured this out first. And so my roommate blessed me and revealed to me this unlimited access that I could have for free to all these books. And the reason it upset me is because I was not taking advantage of that free gift that I had. And tonight we're going to get to transition from worship and talk about prayer. And similarly, I believe that prayer is something that we have unlimited access to from God. He has given it to us as a gift, a way for us to connect with him, to build a relationship with him. But many of us are not taking advantage of that gift. We are missing out on the fullness of life, fullness to be found in a relationship with God, because we are not taking advantage of the practice in prayer. And so continuing on our wishful thinking series, my wish for you guys that we're going to dive deeper into tonight is that I wish you would make prayer more of a priority. I wish that you would make prayer more of a priority. And I'm going to share with you a passage from scripture that the Lord has used to teach me a lot about prayer and the purpose that it has for my life. And so if you have your Bibles, we're going to flip to Matthew chapter 11. As you're flipping to Matthew chapter 11, I'm just going to kind of set the scene. Jesus is teaching. He's just kind of giving lessons and telling truths to groups of people. And he's going to give us an invaluable lesson that we can apply to the practice of prayer here. So Matthew chapter 11, I'm going to read verses 28 through 30. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. As I studied this verse, I realized that Jesus was kind of giving us a model that we could follow after it. In this, he is giving a instruction to a very specific audience with a guaranteed result. In Matthew 11, we see that Jesus is giving instruction to a specific audience, and he's spoiling it off the bat. He's telling them what's going to happen when they obey. So let's look at that deeper. Who is Jesus talking to in Matthew 11, 28 through 30? If you look in verse 28, he says, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens. Now, I don't know the exact context of what the heavy burdens people were carrying at this time might be. But I do live in 2020, and it doesn't take long for us to look out in this world and acknowledge that there are heavy burdens. We live in a broken world, and people are exhausted, worn out, and feeling weary from the things that you guys are experiencing. I don't know exactly what you may be walking into this room with, but I don't bet it's an unreasonable guess to assume that many of you walked in tonight feeling weary, worn out, or maybe you're carrying heavy burdens of your own. Having the privilege of working with high schoolers, I've learned firsthand what several of those burdens are. I've learned that many of you are struggling with the burden of school and the pressure you're putting on yourself. It's created an anxiety in you. Many of you are feeling the burden of brokenness in your family. Maybe you guys are struggling and feeling the weight of unreconciled friendships. You're feeling the burden of loss of a student, a teammate, or a close loved one. Maybe you're feeling the burden of insecurities. It could even be that you see yourself as the burden to other people, and that pressure is weighing you down. Maybe you're feeling worn out and exhausted trying to fight an addiction, but you just can't seem to overcome it. Maybe you're worn out from trying to stand firm and be a Christ follower when every single one of your friends seems to be turning away and living for the world. Many of us in this room are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. So just as this message in Matthew 11 was applicable to the audience, I truly believe it's applicable to us tonight. And we see, what is he asking of this audience? What is the instruction he's giving? He says it right off the bat. Jesus said, come to me. And I believe the way that we are able to come to Jesus to approach our Father is through the practice of prayer. And yet, God doesn't make it this mysterious process. He doesn't say, come to me and we'll figure it out along the way. He tells us what is going to happen when we do come to him. And you see it clearly. What will happen when us who are weary and carrying heavy burdens come to God? In verse 29, the promise is this: you will find rest for your souls. And I was looking up what this rest was talking about, and it is saying that we are going to stop from laboring. We are going to stop from our work. We're going to slow down, hit pause, so that we can recover and collect our strength, so that we can refresh. And I don't know how many of you are feeling like you're running on empty, that you're feeling weary, worn down. The burdens of whatever circumstance you have going on have left you feeling empty, and you're trying to collect yourself to refill and to re-strengthen on your own merit. You're turning to Netflix and binging, just trying to rest and recover and cope with whatever is going on. The amount of screen time we have is ridiculous because we're trying to turn to anything but God to refresh ourselves and to collect our strength. But Jesus is saying, come, come to me through prayer. Come and connect with me. Talk with me, those who are heavy, carrying heavy burdens and feeling the weariness. And in him, we can find rest for our souls. And so I want to turn the question back on you. If my wish is that you would make prayer a priority in your life, think about your life. Think about your relationship with God. What is it that is keeping you from making prayer a priority? Think about this for yourself. What is it in your life that is keeping you from making prayer a priority? And I've gotten the privilege to work with high schoolers for several years now, and I've heard a variety of different reasons why we don't pray. And I wanted to share some of the top three reasons we don't make prayer a priority. And I want you to know I'm standing here on the stage as someone who's used all three of these. And so the first thing I've heard is, Kaylee, I know I'm supposed to pray. I know it's important. I know I'm supposed to talk to God, but I just don't have time. I know I'm supposed to do it, but I'm so busy. I don't know how to fit it in. The second thing I hear is, Kaylee, I know I'm supposed to pray. I know it's important, but I really don't know what to say. And I'm going to stop, and I'm going to tough love us for just a second and say, as someone who has used those sentences, they've come out of my mouth before, is I don't know all of you, but I love you dearly, and I'm going to call your bluff on that. I'm going to say, when we don't have time and we don't know what to say, those are just excuses. We make time for what matters to us, and if prayer doesn't matter to us, I would strongly and graciously, because I care for you, ask, is it the reason you don't have time for prayer? Maybe because it's not a high enough priority in your life. Have you prioritized other things more? And if you don't know what to say, if you don't know how to start, I get it. It's confusing. We're really distracted. Be encouraged. Just start. Just start talking to God. Pray through the distraction. Pray through the awkwardness. And if you really need help, God has given us a guide in his word that we can pray through scripture. The book of Psalms, you can pray Matthew 6. God has given us a tool to help us if we don't know what to say. So if right now you're thinking, well, those were my two excuses, I just eliminated them, and here we go. It's gonna be great. We are gonna make prayer more of a priority. The third reason, though, I've heard of why we don't make prayer more of a priority is, Kaylee, I know I'm supposed to pray, but truthfully, I don't know if it works. And I wanna stop for a second and acknowledge that is fair. That is a heavy thing to process. Some of you have maybe been praying for something for years. You've been asking God to work in a certain way in your life, and he hasn't come through and answered in the way that you wanted to yet. And for the sake of being vulnerable, I want to share an example of that in my own life. A couple years ago, I've worked at a summer camp in college, and I got to know a girl named Avery. And Avery got in a car accident and was immediately put in a coma. And it's been 34 months, and Avery is still in a coma. That's over 1,300 days. So for over 1,300 days, I have prayed for God to wake Avery up. I have prayed for God to show up and answer and heal her and restore her. And there's times where I've wanted to be discouraged and I've wanted to buy into this lie that God doesn't hear my prayers, that God isn't good, that he isn't just. But I want to encourage you with something that I've learned over time, is that when the timing or the results don't make sense, I have to choose to trust in the character of God. And over and over and over again, scripture tells us that the character of God is loving, just, trustworthy, and that he seeks for all things to work together for good. And so maybe that's what's going on in your life, but maybe there's another excuse for you of why you don't make prayer a priority. And so think about it. Write it down if you're taking notes. What is it for you that is the reason you don't make prayer a priority? It could be as simple as, I just don't want to, and that's okay. And I challenge you to openly share that with other people. Let them in to the process. And so just kind of in closing, I wish that you would make prayer more of a priority, because we do. We have unlimited access to the God in heaven who loves us so much that despite our brokenness, he wanted to redeem us from the pit. And far greater than some unlimited access to an ebook from my public library in my neighborhood is the reality that I have unlimited access to my Creator. And it is devastating to me that I don't take more advantage of that, that I miss out on the fullness of God and the fullness of a relationship with him because I'm just too distracted or I don't have time and I'm not making it a priority. But thankfully, it's not too late and we have time to change our habits. And so just kind of in close, Jermaine is going to come up here and give us a practical tool. If you do feel stuck in prayer, if you don't know how to make it more of a priority, and he's going to walk us through a way that we can practically apply this idea. But really, I am praying and hoping and wishing that we all would make prayer more of a priority.